Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's that dude named Dave here chiming in with the jump off of our quickie show. I know I'm hosting again. No blacksmith. He said that he had a headache. Oh, my head is bothering me. Oh.
Don't put the man on blast like that.
Hey, do the show about me, guys. So the guy I just heard is my main man, JD. What's good?
Shit, man, what's going on? I'm glad to be here. It seemed like I ain't been on the show for a little bit, but I am back, ready to do this. Let's go.
Hey, we did the sports show.
Oh, yeah. So it ain't been that long. It's been like a long time. I only missed one week. Damn.
But you know what it is? It's Jeff that's missed a lot of time lately.
And
you know what I'm going to do again? I'm going to fire him from the show again. He's just been kicked off again. Jeff, when you're listening to this, with the, oh, my head hurts. Oh, you see, people, I'm the one diagnosed with migraines, and hopefully I'll get my medical marijuana since Illinois just passed the Weed Act, you know, for January 1st. I got to look at the books to make sure that I qualify. But I'm the one with the real migraines, not this dude here. So he just over here pulling a nigga roll by calling off of work.
Damn.
Yes, I did do that, JD.
Damn.
That's how we start shows off. We blast our team members. And you know what? Y'all can't blast me because I'm on every single damn show.
Yeah, you are.
So how you doing, JD?
Oh, I'm good, bro. I'm good, man. Chilling out. Ready to do this as always, man. Feels good. Ready to go.
That's what's up. So for all of our Jump Off fans, if you're new, you know, you can go to jumpoffpodcast.com if you're not on the website. You know, if you check us out on Facebook, the Jump Off, what's the group page again? I forgot. Is it the Jump Off Podcast or what? I forgot, man.
For the Facebook group page?
Yeah, Facebook. It's just the Jump Off.
All you got to do is search for the Jump Off podcast. And
there you go.
Find it. Super easy.
See, I don't do this too often, you know. So Twitter, at Dave Jump Off. You might find me on there chatting with some people. You know, we ain't hard on Twitter like that. We mainly Facebook people. You know, we like the interaction more than 140 characters. You know, we like full-fledged conversations.
Right.
So
obviously, we like to talk if we got a show.
Exactly. You know, shout out to our man Bizzle. You know, actually, Jeff was on last week. I got to apologize. He did the show with me and Bizzle. Ah, man, I feel bad now. No, I don't. But shout out to Bizzle. You know, he was on the show last week. You know, he got a new show coming up. He's bringing the whole gang back, JD. You missed it.
Yeah, man. I was mad. I was mad when...
Yeah, you was over there crying last week.
Hey,
yeah, you was crying last week. You was like, oh, I don't feel good. Oh, I'm sick. Oh. Hey. Some of all you cats being sick. I was sick, too, and I still mustered it up, man.
I'm going to come and kick you on your knee.
Hey, I wish you would try. It's because I got one bad wheel doesn't mean I still can't outrun you. You're going to catch me to earn this ass whooping, all right? yeah, but shout out to Deshaun Bizzle. You know, he got the new show. If anybody remember from our old Jump Off shows, on Fridays we used to do a show on LA Talk Live, or what he liked to call Airport Radio now. Just a little beef there. But it was him with Denisha Danielle, who was a correspondent on the Ricky Lake show, as well as Johnny Mack, Johnny motherfucking Mack, who's a writer for various shows, as well as Hollywood Husbands. And so they're bringing their show back. The whole crew's coming back. He mentioned Scooby, the keyboard players, everybody. So if you was around last year, listen to us then. They're doing the whole thing, and we're going to be on that show too, so helping them get back on the ground again while we're still doing our own thing. Ain't that right, JD?
Of course.
Yeah, so shout out to my man here. Shout out to JD and to Jeff, both being sick and missing days off of work. Shout out to John, you know, on the railroads, wherever you may be. You got any shout outs you want to do before we kick this off, man?
Man, just much love to everybody who listens, who's been rocking with us. Big shout out to everybody who's on the Facebook group page. It's continuing to blow up, getting new members. It seems like every other hour. So it's cool, man. Thank you for rocking with us.
Yeah. I've noticed lately on the Facebook group page that people want to come in and join and want to be part of the discussion. That's kind of cool, ain't it? You know, people want to talk to us, JD.
Yeah, man. You know? They want to be a part of the movement, you know?
Yeah, Jump Off Nation. That's what I'm going to call it. We're going to have another movement besides Jump Off Podcast. We have a separate side thing. We'll call it Jump Off Nation, son.
J-O Nation. I like that.
Yeah, J-O Nation. J-O-Wins, you know? That's how we can get down here. But
call them Johns.
Yeah, we call them Johns. Yeah, you're our Johns, and we're pimping you people right. To keep listening to this show. Hey, see how that worked? You got the acronym.
I like it.
All right, people, for all our fans, so this is our quickie show, but it's going to be abbreviated because only two of us. So we don't like to go long-winded. We'll go through some stories. We'll read them, you know, give a caption of it, give our 3 minutes, get in and get out, tip the ticket, the tip in like we like to do, you know. For the fellas, y'all like tip sweat just as much as everybody else. Sometimes that's good enough. That's what we do here, because sometimes in other shows, they may go on a subject and they go a little bit too long, and you're like, okay, when they go on to the next subject. We don't allow that to happen. We get in and get out. So, JD, do you have some stories for us tonight?
Of course.
I got some stories tonight, so I guess we will kick this off here for the peoples here. I'll go first. You don't mind, JD?
Go for it, man.
Okay. I don't know, it's maybe 3 minutes or not. I'm just kind of curious about how you may feel about this, JD. All right. Kendra Gill, who was Miss Riverton in June in the state of Utah, was arrested with three other teens for making bombs and throwing them at people's homes. Hold on. Let me read the rest of this here, and then I'm going to let JD and we'll both converse back and forth here. Basically, her and three of her friends, all 18 years old, made homemade bombs in Utah, plastic bottles, aluminum foil, household chemicals. Then they went on a joyride around their block and threw these chemical bombs at houses, and they exploded. Now, of course, like dumbasses, they got caught right away and they're arrested. The big point about this is Kendra Gill, who I said was Miss Riverton, she was scheduled to compete in the Miss Utah pageant in the next 5 or 6 months.
Damn.
So, JD, I'm going to set the timer right now. How do you feel about your beauty pageants now? Because you love you some white girls. How do you feel about beauty pageant girls throwing bombs at people's homes now?
Don't let that get out.
Well, it's too late. You're Scarlett Johansson fetishes on almost every other show.
Hey man, you know that if that didn't get out, that'd be the you know, that's the worst kept secret ever. But yeah, I think when you take it to, you know, throwing bombs and stuff, that's going a little too far. You know, you kind of went over the line a little bit.
Just a little over the line, JD?
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, that's not too far. It ain't like, you know.
How would you like it if someone drove by Lou? How would you like someone drove by your house, right? And they threw a homemade bomb in your front yard and fucked up your grass and probably could have tore off your arm while you were over there trying to cut your grass in this weather here?
Yeah, man. I'd be a little upset about that. I don't quite understand. I know people take that pageant life real serious. So.
Oh, it's serious, man. And I know you watch Tyler's and Tierra's when they get started, you know? Yeah.
And they start them early, and I guess that shit is extra serious. But, you know, I kind of don't understand it. I guess it's competitive, so you're going to get people who will take it to the next level, and I guess that's taking it to the next level. But that's doing too much, man. You got to... At a certain point in time, you gotta realize that you can't be at your crib making bombs to go through at other contestants and stuff.
See, I don't know. Maybe she's acting out. Maybe she's like the Miley Cyrus of beauty pageant winners. You know, because Miley Cyrus is this squeaky clean girl. You know, all of a sudden she's smoking weed. She fucking. She cut her hair. She got tattoos. She's showing the titties. So Kendra is saying, hey, I ain't big like Miley. I can't do all this stuff. So what's the next best step? I'm going to be a badass and just start blowing motherfuckers up.
Yeah. I mean,
that's my only logic.
Yeah, I think anybody would be kind of afraid to lose, you know, or to beat her. So, because they, you know.
You know what? Your JD, you just triggered it. She was probably driving around the block looking for other pageant winners and getting ready to go to other towns and blow them up so she knock out the competition. So when come to Miss Utah, she don't got to worry about too many of them. She already killed them off.
Hey, maybe, you know, I guess pageants are a war of attrition nowadays. So
that's
she's
right.
Taking it to her own hands.
I mean, we always talk about the killings in Chicago all the time, right? You know, we live out here in Chicagoland suburbs. I'm in the city. I mean, I work downtown. You know, all we're talking about is, you know, blacks killing blacks. We don't talk about these white girls killing people, too, or trying to kill people. It's real in these Utah streets, people. It's going down. We don't talk about that. All we keep talking about is young black youth killing each other. What about these young white girls, people? What about the young white girls? They doing things, too.
Yeah, they on the come up.
Yeah, see, the story alone here. I want people to talk about this here. Young white girls, look out for them. They're just as bad or worse than the young black dudes. And, wow. I can't believe that's done already for that story. What you got for us, JD?
Jump line, a bar, bathroom near you. So this could be anywhere.
Wait a minute, before you get started, you said a bar or bathroom near you. Is that correct?
A bar bathroom. So
bar bathroom near you. I just want to make sure we're clear before you get started.
Yes, yeah. Any local pub, any place where you could consume alcoholic beverages. This story could apply to you.
Okay.
And the story comes with a video which I'll post on the group page so everybody can check it out. But it's in reference to something called the pee analyzer.
The pee analyzer? What the?
Yes, this pee analyzer is a bathroom urinal attachment that tests your pee for alcoholic content and then informs you if you're over the limit or not.
What?
Yes, so you go to the bathroom. Everybody know that, you know, you don't want to tap the keg, but once you do, you go to the bathroom, you go and pee, handle your business, and it has two lights on it. One light on the left side is a sort of a green light. Another one has a red light. So you know once you hit that limit. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry.
Oh, that's it? When you set the timer right now, then?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, I'm at a bar. Mm-hmm. I'm getting it in. But I don't know when my limit is because I got a high tolerance, even, you know. So I decide, let me go take a piss, even though I don't need to take a piss. And I go to the certain bars, you know, I piss. It's going to tell me, hey, Grin, you're good. You ain't drunk yet. Keep drinking, buddy. Or Red, you need to slow your motherfucking ass down if you're driving. Because you can't drive now. Is that what you're saying to me, JD?
Check this out. That's what I'm saying. But check this out. It says the pee analyzer arrangement is pretty clear. Club goers receive an RFID parking pass, which is just basically a parking pass with a little chip in it, when they drop their car off at the valet. A device sitting in the urinal measures alcoholic levels. An RFID reader near the urinal picks up each person's parking pass. And above the legal limit, a sign at eye level suggests calling a cab to get home, and the system takes note.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. So you're telling me that it's connected with your valet pass?
Yes, it is. So
if you fucked up, you got to call a cab, and if you don't call a cab, then 5-0 could be waiting for your ass to pull you as soon as you pull the car in reverse.
There you go. And then, you know, it gives the people at the bar. I could imagine this would be pretty, you know, successful because then, you know, you've seen in the past that, you know, some people have sort of tried to file legal suits against bars for, you know, over-serving and, you know, allowing people to get too drunk and then they go out and they cause accidents. This would be a way for the bar to absolve themselves of any sort of onus when it comes to a situation like this.
Okay, see, I'm not the big drinker like I used to anymore. Like, I literally may have, if I go out with some friends, I had, like, when we saw John, I had one beer only. You know, I saw my boy last week in town. I did a shot with him only because he's making everybody do shots. And I was like, I didn't want to make him feel like, you know, like he was an asshole and by himself getting drunk. So I did that. But in my older times, you know, my wild times, my 30-year-old birthday, you know, in Vegas when I was fucked up.
Right.
This wouldn't be good for me. I would, you know, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't even piss in that urinal because that's going to flag the valet ticket, which means that, you know, let's say, for instance, I let someone else drive, but they're thinking I'm driving, some confusion. I'm like, yo, I ain't driving. The next, you know, I'm fucked up and I got to leave my car and take a cab and got to come back, get the cab next day. So for fuck the people like me in the past, that wouldn't work. And I had to go next door to piss in someone else's bathroom.
See, this is what you do. You have two options. You can either, you know, forget your valet pass at the table when you go take that pee.
Uh-huh.
Or you could just piss in your pants and just say, fuck it. And then either way, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
And I need to use a wild card in this one. That's the buzzer. First of all, ain't nobody pissing nobody's pants, JD. You know the deal. You go outside, you go around the corner in a bush, and you piss in the bush. That's how dudes do it. Tito, our boy Tito, he's a resident drunk. I seen the pictures on Facebook. You see his refrigerator? There's not one drop of food in his refrigerator. It's nothing but Smirnoff and vodkas and tequilas, all clears. I didn't see no brown liquor. You know, he does drink brown liquor. That refrigerator looked fucked up, Tito. Shout out to you, man. You know, you the new the drinker of the crew here. But I'm not pissing in my pants, JD. Drinkers know we just go outside and just piss in some bushes. We go in a damn parking lot in front of a car that's not even in our car. You know that, JD. Ain't no, you know, it's a good idea. I'm not gonna shit on it completely because people are gonna think, Dave, you advocate drunken and driving. No, I'm not. No, I'm not gonna do all that. I'm just saying for people who got a high tolerance, some people can be legally drunk, but they're not drunk. Like I could drink 4 Long Islands and I still would have all my senses and don't feel a buzz.
Yeah, now you just have to make sure that somehow you force the people to only use the bathroom that is equipped with this system.
See, I think that works perfectly if you just one of them fucked up drunks that goes to bars by yourself and try to pick up girls and you come up empty and you got to that cab ride home. I know a lot of guys who've done that. I've seen them, you know, and then they need to go ahead and get that, you know, get the urinal for them and let the cats take them home. Because them cats ain't, you know, they gung-ho. They roll solo and they don't care. They're on a mission to get some ass or just get drunk or a combination of both. You know, but
makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I know, though, that's interesting. You gonna post that story on the group page, Jamie?
Already there.
Oh, well, I'd be a monkey's left nut. Damn. That don't sound good, does it, people? Be monkey's left nuts. You know, that's kind of salty and stanking and all kinds of diseases. That's how I didn't know you could do it that fast. That's why I felt like a monkey's left nut. I felt bad. I'm like, damn, he's already there. So. All right. I mean, that's interesting, though. I want to know what our jump off fans think about a valet pass / urinal combination mix where it tells you green, you're good, red, you fucked up, and then you got call cab and things of that nature. See how many bars will actually invest in that? That seemed like some costly money. That, like, you have to go to, like, Rush Street in Chicago to see, like, your place bars like that that actually invest in that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, your hole in the wall Tommy's joint on the corner ain't going to have that.
No. Or if you're in Bolingbrook, shout out to people who I grew up with in Bolingbrook. You know, if you're going to Bar Louie or if you're going to, I forgot the one spot in Bolingbrook that everybody goes to. I don't even go there. I just know that everybody in Bolingbrook goes there for a drink. They got nowhere else to go. Those spots ain't going to have it. I already know that. But maybe on Rush Street we'll see that. But I'm going to read that. I want to get the details. I may have to do a follow-up on that one on another show. All right. I'll just come back on to me here. I have another story, JD. And, I think this was very interesting in Jump Line New York. You may be interested in this later. I don't know if you want to make an announcement about some things you're doing now. You want to wait for our Jump Off fans, but I'm going to go on this story here and see that if this may pertain to you in the future here.
Okay.
The title is Paul Marquez arrested. He's from Staten Island trying to sell baby on Craigslist.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's right. It's hobby streets. You can buy babies nowadays, people. Check it out. 22-year-old man, angry of a woman he dated, posted photos of her 2-month-old daughter in a Craigslist ad and tried to sell a baby for $100. That's crackhead price. Paul Marquez posted an ad entitled Baby for Sale. Marquez posting acted as if he were the parent, said the baby loved to play and have fun, but had asthma and was really getting on my nerves. I don't want her. Please email me. It read. Marquez was charged Thursday by Staten Island prosecutors with endangering the welfare of a child, harassment, and social service violation of authority to place or board out children. He was being held in lieu of $1,000 bail. A call to his attorney was not recorded here. They say it was not returned. So prosecutors said that Marquez gave the mother's phone number to a person who answered the ad, who then called the mother. She notified police. Staten Island investigators are looking into that person's request. The call may have been out of concern and not an illegal attempt to purchase a baby. So, JD, what do you think about selling babies online on Craigslist? And what do you think about the $100 price tag and the fact that he gave the chick's numbers to his number?
In certain stories where, you know, I have a whole lot to say, but this one I don't really have too much to say. It's shocking.
You gotta love
depths,
it.
The depths that people will go to, I guess, like, Jesus, man. Like, yeah, I've seen and heard of people trying a whole lot of different things. And to actually think that you could post on Craigslist and have this actually, you know, work. And then his price tag was ridiculous. Like,
$100, JD.
Like, man, I know that you... I know the baby might be stressing you out, but come on now. Come on.
Two-month-old baby. You know what I'm saying? This reminds me of the episode and Dave Chappelle's show when they had the black reparations.
Yep.
And Tron was the richest man in America. And the news reporter asked him, is this your baby? He's like, nah, I bought this baby straight cash. That's the first thing that came to my mind here. I mean, okay, you mad at your girl. You so mad at your girl, you're going to sell her baby for $100. How low does that get, JD? How low? Can you get any lower to get back at somebody? Where that, you know what, though? I ain't going to fuck up your car. Because people love their car. You can have a hoopty, but then maybe that's their baby hoopty. You know, and that's low, like slashing tires, right? You know, or you can go ahead and fuck a hoe, get an STD, and give her an STD. So yeah, I got you, bitch, but that burns you too. You know what I'm saying? So that don't work out. That's kind of counterproductive. So what do? You go ahead and trying to sell her 2-month-old baby, man, for $100 on Craigslist. I know you used to be able to buy ass on Craigslist. Now you can buy babies.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people do a lot of things out of spite, but. That's a low blow right there. and then with all of it, he got himself caught up in the end too. So it's not like, you know, he's not going to have to worry about watching the baby anymore because his ass going to be in jail.
But what a dumb fuck, though, the fact that he put her number down. Like, how you know that when someone's going to call that number, you're not thinking, yeah, he's joking around, I got this ad here, I'm going to put her number down. So when they call her and then they're going to be badging her to buy her baby. Motherfucker, they gonna cheat. It gonna come back on you. You know, you left your email address in the ad, but you put her number down.
Yeah, brilliant.
Brilliant. No, it's called dumbass. Oh my god, JD. I mean, I'm gonna look on Craigslist now. I'm gonna do search for babies now. I'm gonna search for babies and see if I can find me a baby. I'm gonna buy one. I'm just gonna be inquire. Like, what's the baby? I'm in the process of buying a car, people. So I'm gonna inquire like I'm buying a car. So what's wrong with the baby? Does it have any heart defects? You know, does he wheeze in the middle of the night? You know, does it cry a lot? Is it a happy baby? Oh, is it a happy baby? Oh, snap. Does it crawl? You know, is it walking yet? How old is the baby? Long hair, short hair? Is it a black baby? Does it have eczema if it's a black baby? You know, is it, you know? I'm just, that's the buzzer. You know, but I'll be kind of cute. I'm going to look on Craigslist for some babies. I'm going to ask questions like I'm trying to buy a car. You know, I mean, like, does it have any family history of, like, you know, of sickle cell anemia, you know, shit like that I should know about before buying this baby? Because I don't want to be investing in doctor bills for sickle cell, you know, because I don't think that's covered in my HMO.
Sound like you got this all figured out, man.
I kind of live on a little tangent here. My bad. Yeah. But people, I will post this on the Jump Off group page. I'm kind of curious how you feel about buying babies and the dumbass who want to sell for $100. Back to you, Jake.
He could have at least sold it for $200, you know.
I mean, it's a baby, you know. That's an investment. People want kids nowadays. I was watching the ID channel where this woman lied for 9 months that she was pregnant with twins. And then when she found she was about to get caught, she went and killed the lady, cut the baby open, you know. But the baby was dead already. You know, people go to lengths for babies. You can get more than $100 for a baby. There's some desperate motherfuckers out there.
Lots.
They cut babies out of wombs. Crazy women. So, you know, it's possible that you can go ahead. You should, if he said like 5,000, I probably would have rocked with you then. Then you put your number down. You know, you probably got to get caught anyway because I'm going to call the authorities. You know, but if you try and make that money, get that guap, you know, and get back at her, you know, that's how you do it. You know, what's that one song by Big Sean? See me getting guap right now. Hell, right now. Selling babies. No, you know, okay, let me stop right now. All right, JD, what you got next, man?
Man, I got a special story for the ladies.
Oh, wow.
To close out the show, you know. Who says the Jump Off does not give back to the ladies? So.
Oh, we love the ladies, JD.
Yeah, we love the ladies, and, you know, we don't always cater to the ladies with the topics on our show, but this one
we
is
don't?
For the ladies.
We don't cater to ladies? Really?
Oh, no. I wouldn't say we do that.
Well, really? What would you say before you start that story? You say
most of the stuff I would say we're slanted toward the guys, and we present things from a guy angle because we are guys. So that's kind of what we do.
But I thought my nickname was Ladies Love That Dude, Cool Dave. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I'm just saying. I'm talking about show wise.
Yeah.
Not what you do on the outside.
Oh, I get it, because I said the word bitch so much, then women might get turned off sometimes.
Hey, he said that I didn't, and he continues to say it.
I mean, I say it in the term of endearment sometimes.
Okay.
Okay, what's your story?
Okay. Oh man. Basically, I'm gonna post this on the page, and this is just a public service announcement for the ladies. This
PSA like Jay-Z.
I'm not really, a little bit. I wish I could have that beat drop in the background.
When you edit it, drop that in there, dog. You should put that in there.
I don't really know if I'm going to get a whole lot of comment out of you, but I do have a question for you after I tell everybody what this is.
Okay.
So apparently someone has decided to come up with what is called a Happy Ride vibrating bike seat for women.
Oh, snap.
So basically, you get you got your bike. You go out and you buy this seat cover. Costs $43. And, it runs on batteries. And you put it in on top of your seat. And as you ride, it sort of vibrates against your pirates for the ladies. And, they get their freak on, get their eye on with the... while they ride their bike. So, you get a little exercise in and bust that nut at the same time. So, my question to you, Dave, for the lady in your life, would you ever think of providing something like this for her? Because I know, and you told our listening audience, you might want to fill them in, too, about some of your exploits with porn and vehicles. So, this is sort of just the next level. You got the vibrating bike seat.
See, that's nothing more but a motorcycle, but not a motorcycle if you ride a regular bike. Because girls get off on motorcycles, if you didn't realize that, depending on the caliber of your engine, women bust nuts all day long on motorcycles. So I guess this is for the women who are scared. Let me start my timer now. This is for the women who are scared to get on a bike and they just want to ride their regular bike, get the exercise on, and also bust a nut, because that's extra, because they're already burning so many calories when they come anyway. So then you burn calories coming, and then you burn calories going. Get it? And yeah, I said that. But would I get that for my lady of my life? I don't know. I mean, maybe she might. She works out, but I don't know if she'll get on the bike. Because of this now, she can get off and get on at the same time. It's an interesting thought, because I'm an open-minded person, JD. My last car that I had was a black BMW with a touchscreen, DVD player. And I had played porn all the time when I was driving. So I had no ifs, ands, or buts about playing porn in my car. I mean, I told the story before. I'd be in a McDonald's drive-thru, and I'll purposely put on porn, and people behind me be breaking their necks trying to see who's fucking who. So, I think I'm talking myself into it right now, because... I think I probably would buy that now. I mean, I'm telling a person, like, if you're a special woman in my life, I'll keep a dildo in the glove compartment and be a special little case for you. If you need to get off, hey, just open it up. It's already clean. It's waiting for you. If the glove box is too small, I'll get you a jackrabbit. Go ahead and do your thing. I might do that, JD. I'm that type of guy. I love the ladies. I want the ladies to be happy.
I could see you doing that. I think, and for me... If she like it, I love it. Anything that can keep my wife in a state of horniness, I'm down for.
Okay, so you want to maintain her being horny all the damn time.
Right, and you can get her to work out at the same time? Come on, man.
But that might backfire, because eventually she going to want the real thing, and you got to be ready on on demand, like cable.
Hey, I'm ready. I'm always on demand.
Oh shit, really?
You're always on demand. It don't matter what time of day it is.
Oh, snap.
I could be lying on my deathbed. She could come up with me and bust her up the energy, goddammit. I know that for sure.
I'm going to bust this last one in, and that'll be my last breath. Huh?
Going out on top. What about it?
Started from the bottom, now I'm gone. So it's like a cover that goes over the seat, JD?
Yeah, all you got to do is put over the seat. It has batteries in it, and those batteries sort of go up underneath, so... batteries aren't in the way, but you can get you a few hours of buzz and excitement for the ladies right there. Under $50.
Under $50. Wow. But it could be used for multiple purposes then, if that's the case. Because you have it in your bike, you could put it in certain areas of your house. Like, you could probably tape it to, like, the seat that she sits in the living room or something like that, you know, and living room table, you know, and then be like, hey, baby, I made dinner. By the way, watch how you sit down in that seat. So you see, oh, snap, you took it off the bike. And then she over there, you know, eating some chicken wings and getting her due, you know. So
basically, you want to have this in every seat that she could possibly sit in.
Why not, JD?
Hey, I'm down for it.
Why not? She can't complain that you don't give it to her the way she wants it.
Yeah.
Because you're going above and beyond the call of duty. See, besides working out, you could put it in the bed, too. You could have that one day where you're just tired, you work the 18-hour shift. I know, JD, because you told me you worked 18-hour shifts.
Yes, I got a 16 tomorrow.
Look at that. See, you may need a few hours to get a nap before you can go ahead and bust that nut off in her. So what you do, said, baby, let me get this nap in because I just put in 16 hours. I'm trying to pay this mortgage. Got that overtime. We trying to get this money, right? While I'm napping, go ahead, sit in the seat. See you bust a nut right now. Hell no, nah, don't stop right now. Like that damn song stuck in my head. I don't know why. I haven't heard that song in a few months either. But see, that worked though, right? And then, who knows? She might be done by the time you're like, oh, good. I can take this nap. I can get at her at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know what, though, JD? I think I had talked myself into it. I probably would have just ignored it if you didn't bring it up on the show.
See? That's what I'm here for, man. To help you out, to help our listeners out. So, guys. Yes.
Hey, and to our male listeners, too. Hey, post us on the group page and tell them, yo, buy the seat cover. You know, and you don't got a special lady. Maybe you got multiple ladies in your life, right? You just buy like a special plastic cover, you know, so you can sanitize it. You know, you don't got to worry about the original getting messed up. You can do like some Saran wrap on top of it, and you can just recycle that with all the women in your life. Didn't think about that, huh, JD?
No, I didn't think about that. Just make sure you clean it up pretty well after you finish, you know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know, that's you get some Saran wrap or something. I know you probably need more than Saran wrap, but you get the idea, you know.
Spray it down with some Lysol afterwards.
Yeah, some Lysol, you know, go ahead and glisten that down, you know. Go get some potpourri, clean up, because, you know, every girl's scent a little different. You don't want her saying, this don't smell like me. Did you clean this nigga, or did I smell like this for real? What the hell, am I that nasty? And next thing you get caught up, you know, messing around with a nasty ass chick. So, you know, you gotta make sure you clean every time. That's why you put a protective cover, like some late, you can put a rubber on it. There you go,
a big ass rubber, huh?
You can put a condom on it. Yeah, it's latex, it's lubricant and it's sterile, cleans it all up. Just rub it off and get a towel and get some hand sanitizer, wipe it down, you're good to go.
Makes sense.
I mean, it's the opposite. You know, a girl can't get pregnant with no nut there, but I'm just saying, it's something, you know. I'm thinking out loud for the players.
I like it, man. That makes sense to me. So, you know, the jump off is full service. We're providing all sorts of tips for the guys tonight.
Kind of went overtime in that story there. I got caught. I like that story, JD. I don't know. I mean, that could be the new gimmick to being the biggest player in the game. You know what I'm saying? You use this bicycle seat, but then you put it in places in the house that she's not expecting it. So when you invite that girl over for the first time, or you may go to her crib and you do something little sneaky, kinky, and then next you know, you just keep, it's like a suitcase. You just keep transporting everywhere you go. So I'm going over to her house now. Let me go ahead and pull this out. You know what I'm saying? Got to go to work.
I think it's the perfect warm-up, man. You know, you just you get your girl riding that. And then once she get off with the workout, you know, she all sweaty, hot, and glistening.
Yeah.
She be ready to go for you, man.
Exactly. I like it. I like it a lot. I think I'm going to buy about two or three of them, you know, just in case, you know, one breaks. It's an investment. Yes, it is. You know, especially when it comes to this dick game. You know, this dick game. You know, man.
The dick game.
Yeah. This dick game, you know, man. It's serious out here in these streets. You know, niggas be trying to steal your girl. You know, I told the story about last week about the dude trying to rip up my mind. You know, I mean, it didn't happen. But sometimes, you know, the dick game may not be enough. You know, you're laying the pipe. You know, you lay the pipe right, you need some little extras in there. You just can't eat good fried chicken. Sometimes you need mashed potatoes and gravy to go along with it.
We're going to have to put a DSI over the last few minutes of the show, but yeah, most definitely Dick Game Vicious, you know?
Dick Game Vicious, DGV. You know what though? That's a new acronym. I'm gonna start posting out there. You know, you see Sony's like, yeah, man, my DGV's off the chain. Okay, I think I'm done with this now. I think people are here. It's like, what the hell is wrong with this dude here? But that's why I'm that dude. I hear something I like, and I just kind of go off on little tangents. And here we are now talking about Dick Game Vicious. You know, I mean, that was not in my mind when we started this off. I was like, no, yeah,
not at all. Not at all.
And next you know, we're Dick Game Vicious. You know. If I see anybody on Facebook start yelling that out loud, if I see little 18-year-olds, I'm gonna be mad as hell. I'm gonna slap them though. They steal that from me.
Yeah, I know. They're gonna have to pay.
Yeah, I got that Dick Game Vicious girl. Bitch, don't fuck with my Dick Game Vicious. Okay, I think that's enough of that now. Let me stop. I keep saying that. Hey, before we go here, I got one more story real fast.
Okay.
I'm gonna post it on the group page so people can read it. I'm just going to go ahead real fast here before we end the show here, JD. Were you able to lie out of a speeding ticket? Like, you lied so good, the cop was like, man, all right, just go.
Have I ever done that? No.
Yes, you have not gotten out of a ticket.
No, the one thing that I find that works for me is, honesty. Like, I'll just tell them what's up. Like, man, you know. I was going a little fast there, or if I had somewhere that I was going. I think the last time I got pulled over was one of our Vegas excursions. I was driving to the city, I got pulled over, and I told him, I was like, yeah, I'm trying to make this flight, and he saw my bags and stuff in the back, and, you know, he let me go.
Oh, okay. Well, real fast here. This is a girl named Carly Williams, right? 28. She was pulled over for speeding. She was doing 82 to 65 mile zone. So when the cop hit her up, she also was told that she had like expired registration, so that you know she was about to go down, right? You know what she did? She lied from her father's on her deathbed, and she was trying to get there fast so she can see him. But lo and behold, the dude died 5 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah. So the officer let her go. Somehow, you know, they did it. He did a little research and took all the information down. You know, because, you know, cops got all information. They can check out, you know, your siblings, stuff like that. Man, he found that, you know, dude was already dead. So he arrived at her home later on with an obituary in his hand telling you she was busted. That's a diligent police officer. Ain't that some shit? I'm gonna put this on the group page. I want our jump off fans to see, have you done anything to get out of a ticket? Because I've done this exact same thing, but I got away with mine.
See, there's certain things that I won't even want to put that in the atmosphere. So I wouldn't put it out there like that with a death or anything like that, or anybody being sick. But man, if I could come up with something that was a good excuse, I would use it. Shit, I ain't trying to pay for a ticket.
Here's what I did real fast. I was driving to the hospital. My dad's literally in the hospital. This is back in like 1999. I was speeding in Naperville. Dumbass Dave, 19-year-old, what the hell, right? Doing like 55 and 35 zone. Cop pulled my ass over. So I did just like her. I acted all frantic. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's like, son, calm down. What's your problem? I said, man, my dad's in the hospital. I'm just trying to reach him. And I was literally like within like 2 miles of the hospital, Edwards Hospital, where he was at. But he wasn't really that bad. He was getting some tests done. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, man, let me get to this hospital, check him out, make sure everything's cool. And he ran the tags, you know. I have a clean drive record as always, like I did then now. You know, said, son, slow it down. Otherwise, you're going to be in the hospital just like him. I was like, thanks a lot, officer. Sped off again. He didn't chase me down, though. I sped the fuck off. But I could tell he followed me to Edwards Hospital, and I ran up in there, and I saw him from a distance, and everything was good, though. So I played that off at 19. I wouldn't do that now. The 33-year-old Dave wouldn't do that. But I ain't gonna lie with the death thing, but I have used that excuse, though, and it has worked in my favor.
Okay.
So I want to know, so much about fans, because, you know, had to get off the Dick Game Vicious, that have you ever done anything to get off of a speeding ticket or whatever reason that a cop may have pulled you over? Could have been a busted taillight. Could have been something. You lied about it, and you got away scot-clean. I'm going to post this on here. I want to hear what you guys got to say. All right. JD, you got anything you want to add?
Man, no, man. Not at all.
I had fun. I had a lot of fun doing this here.
Yeah, it was, man. It's always good, man. Always good.
Got to find a way to get this Jeff character to stop calling in late last minute, you know? Just like a black man, you know?
Things happen, man. Things happen.
Just like a black man to go ahead and call in at the last minute, you know? I mean, you could have called us in, like, early in the day. Jeff. You could have told us at noon that you couldn't do the show. You know, I'm gonna talk about you, Jeff. I want all the Jump Off fans to know that I talk about you. You know, I do it to your face too, because if I didn't do it in your face, I wouldn't be a good friend. See, good friends talk about each other in front of them, not behind their back. So he'll be able to hear this and know that I'm talking about him. JD, you want to expound on this while we close the show?
Wait, say that again. What'd you say?
You can expound on this while we're closing the show out here. You can talk about Jeff too. We're good friends with him, so we can talk about him.
I'm not going to talk about anybody if they are sick or under the weather, man. I know how that is.
I talked about you last week. You're still talking to me because I'm that dude, right? I'm real about it. I talk about you, you know, and you still forgive me. Or you may not forgive me, but you still talk to me.
I'm going to let you do that. That's your swag. That's your style.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You didn't say nothing about it, though, when I talked about you last week. See, you agree with everything I said. If there's a problem, then you would have confronted me about it.
There's certain things that are just better off not being said. So, you know, I just refrain from doing that.
So basically, you agree with everything I said because you know you fucked up last week. That's why. let me stop right now, people. I like messing with all these cats. These are my peoples. Because they know I'm joking. So that's the end of our quickie show. We hope you enjoyed this. You know, hope I didn't go on my little tangents too hard.
We know you enjoyed this.
Hey, if you don't, I'll come over there with my dick game vicious. All right? Yeah, no DSI.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Just going to go hard in the paint. But anyways, you know how to check us out at thejumpoffpodcast.com, Facebook, you know, Jump Off, the podcast group page, you know, Twitter, I'm at Dave Jump Off. You know, holler about our boy Bizzle's getting his show off the ground here. You know, Generation Bizzle, Deshaun Bizzle. You can look him up on Facebook as well if you're interested in knowing about the new show. He got a lot of great characters and will be on there too as well, so you have more avenues. Also, JD got the Kick Up and Makeup show that they're doing. They posting live shows, doing big things. When are you going to have me on there? Because I know much about the fight game as anybody else around, and y'all still don't have me.
Whenever we get you in person, man.
Can we just do a video and I just video in?
See, you asking me to do too much, man. That's a whole lot of effort on the technical side.
Okay, well, can I call in at least?
We don't do that either. That's why I said you got to be there, man. You got to be there. You got to come out to Iowa and be there.
Look, he fine missed with people. He fine claims he's in Iowa. Oh, right. That's how we close the show, people. You know what, though? I'm Jay to the motherfucking D. I'm that dude, Dame Dave, and I'm signing off here with the Jump Off here. Peace and love. Jump off.
Jump off. What you want, pump, double clip, pump, ride, slump, jump off, homie, jump off. All these haters on my, won't jump off. All the streets need is tickets to jump off. Jump, jump, jump.